I think, well, I'm making an assumption, but I think because CERN, somehow he based on one lifetime model only. Is that right?
I think that I should explain some more. I will explain some more what I have understand from the Abhidhamma since Ajahn teaching. Because in the past, I read Buddha texts like people read the poem or read the story, and I don't understand nothing. I just understand anicca like this pot will last for 10 years and it will change day after day. It's like this. But since Ajahn come, he said to me that it's not as long as I understand, but it's in such a very short moment very, very short with citta.
Yeah. That is right understanding.
Yeah, that means you have to come to a very, very short
very, very short
moment of time.
Yeah.
But with that short moment of time, for the 2,500 years ago, no one can know. No one can understand. No one can see until that level, short moment of time, except Buddha.
That's why Buddha is not.
But now, it is very clear. It's very, very short, but it still have a moment of time. It's not very short. So, I wonder whether we know the theory, it is necessary to come and be the direct see of that, and whether the people could have the capability to come in the very short time like this.
Short like how many moments or minutes or what? As short as what? As it appears only. For example, what is touched now? What is touched? Mm-hmm. Is there any understanding of that reality as just a reality? No one there, no thing there. Yeah. And what about, okay, one doorway. And what about sound now? Yeah. Appears and disappears very soon. And what about seeing?
The same.
So that's the beginning of understanding that can be proven, that can be directly experienced with more and more detachment because of more and more understanding. If there is not enough understanding, it's just feel like even it's hard, but no understanding of Dhamma or a reality which appears while the other realities do not appear together at the moment at all. At the moment of touching and only this heart disappear, no other objects appear. And that is the right understanding of only that which is heart and that which is experiencing hardness. No one there. Until then, as it's real, it can be understood like the way it is. No other thing together in that very moment. Only hardness and that which experiences it in darkness, but with right understanding. And understanding is not self, it's not I. It just understands reality at that moment. Exactly like what we have learned. No self there.
And when hardness appears, or when there's understanding of hardness, there's no
thought or idea of how short it is, or how long, or it's because it's just that characteristic of hardness that appears at that moment. So it doesn't matter.
I think just for some information, maybe because Sun doesn't know not yet a lot about it, Buddhism and Buddha's history, not only the Buddha had direct experience of realities, but also other arahant, other enlightened beings, they also had direct experiences of realities, and they were all human. They were not devas.
I have the impression that you think what science explains about our conventional life is that what the Buddha taught 2,500 years ago?
I mean that the Buddha teaching is from the inside, and the science is from the outside come, but the tools is... How can I explain? That with the knowledge of the science, we could use to understand what Buddha have teach, but come until the direct understanding like Buddha, I don't know, it is,
Well, what I understand is that science today explains the concept of conventional life, the concept, and what the Buddha taught us is the ultimate reality.
My question is, when we know that citta thinks, so we could also assume there is no other possibility to think. Therefore, the science is created by citta. No, it's question and affirmation, it's statement.
Science is created by citta. Sounds okay.
And what is science? What is science?
Concept.
And what citta tells about science?
Delirious citta.
Now you can use the word delirious citta.
Delirious
citta.
Anyway, it's kusala or akusala citta, but probably mostly
kusala?
Akusala.
Kusala.
Well, in theory it's possible, but mainly akusala citta. Because it's not dana, sila, bhavana.
Right. Only akusala citta.
Akusala citta.
Is concept apitam? Concept is not apitama. But concept is tama, but not apitama. Because everything
it's
is tama.
It's not real. Because
vanyati or concept is not a reality. But you can think of it. And the thinking is real. But the vanyati or a concept we think of is not real. It's not like a paramatta dhamma, which is real in the ultimate sense.
It's not real. It can be perceived. But it can be an aramana.
Yeah.
And aramana is not a pitama.
Why not?
because no, aramana is a pitamma, but then concept is not a pitamma, but concept can be an aramana, but aramana is a pitamma. So, you understand?
Please say it again from the very beginning.
What was your question? Yeah. My question is, concept is concept a pitamma? And the answer is no, because concept is not real.
Okay.
Now my question is, aramana is something that citta can receive, can experience. But then citta can experience concept, and aramana is apitamma. Is that right?
Not everyone, not the concept. aramana can be paramatta dhamma, can be aramana, or a concept can be aramana. So anything citta thinks of, any object can be either paramatta dhamma or panyati or concept, which is not a reality.
And all this is dealt with in the Abhidhamma. And what is Abhidhamma is Dhamma, but not Dhammas. Maybe you are... we have to distinguish between Dhammas, which the Buddha spoke about, and the Dhamma, which is his teaching, which includes the Abhidhamma.
So aramana can be two things now. Aramana can be both apitamma and non-reality. Aramana. Right? Because
The apitamma just refers to part of the teaching, a specific part of the teaching. So, if we talk about the teachings, the Buddha Sasana, it includes that one section of it is called Abhidhamma, but we don't say that a Dhamma is or is not Abhidhamma.
Because Abhidhamma is paramatta dhamma.
What is paramatta dhamma?
So Abhidhamma, is Abhidhamma paramatta dhamma? Because paramatta dhamma is jit jetasik rupa and jit jetasik rupa.
It's also Abhidhamma.
Nipana.
You can say.
But if apitamma is bigger than paramattatam, because apitamma is equal paramattatam plus concept.
Abhidhamma is the teaching about...
It is the teaching, so it includes the concept. Apitamma is include, concept is included in the apitamma.
We can also use the word Abhidhamma for paramatta dhamma or dhamma, a reality. In that sense, it can also be used for part of the Tipitaka, but also it can refer to paramatta dhamma, or just now seeing a visible object is Abhidhamma, hearing is Abhidhamma, in that sense.
Several meanings, yeah. Possible.
Because the Abhidhamma is just about truth or reality, and reality is just citta, chetasika, rupa, and nibbana. Now is Abhidhamma, hearing now is Abhidhamma, thinking is Abhidhamma. It's about reality or Dhamma now, but house or garden is just an idea. It's not Dhamma or Abhidhamma, because it's not reality now.
It's
an aramana. It's what is thought about only.
And it's all the time. Because I feel aramana is all the time. I see, I feel concept more than seeing.
Yeah,
every cheetah has to experience an aramana, an object. There cannot be any cheetah arising which doesn't experience an object. And that object can be reality or concept. So seeing must experience visible object. It cannot be seeing without the experience of visible object. Hearing must hear sound, but thinking can think about a concept.
So you feel all the time it's thinking, not seeing, and the reason is it cannot be realized in one day, not seeing realized. As Achan just said, we need a lot of kanti, or patience. We cannot expect to know it straight away what is seeing is different from thinking, although we would like to. And that is the self again, who drives the attachment that comes in all the time.
I just feel I only see concept. I experience concept all the time.
Yeah, it's just natural. Like we were going along the shops and we were looking and just thinking of concepts and all the different smells and the spices and the things they were selling there.
Do you mean that there is no reality as object at all, only concept all the time? Or there must be reality and concept? And concept is not reality. And so what is aramana?
Aramana is the thing that received by citta.
Whatever. No matter it's paramattha dhamma or not. Because citta can experience everything.
Including nibbana.
Yes. Otherwise, that would be not known if citta does not experience it. So in a day, what are the aramana?
So seeing, hearing.
Seeing experiences aramana, or seeing is the aramana.
Most of the times.
Today.
Today.
What is aramana?
Today, what is aramana?
Mm-hmm.
It's concept, I think.
Not so. Only concept.
It's reality, but we don't know it as a reality. So it is experienced, but it is not realized as a reality. That is when it's panya can realize it as a reality. But that doesn't mean that there is no experiencing of all those objects, which are not concepts, like visible object is experienced, but not yet realized as only a dhamma.
Can citta arises without aramana?
No.
No. So now, what is aramana of citta? Again and again and again.
What is aramana of citta? Right now.
Right now.
Something that appear to my eyes.
You mean visible object?
Visible.
Only that which can be seen.
And ear, and sound, and sound.
Sound can be heard. Different domains. So citta experiences different objects through different domains. And citta arises one at a time, only one at a time. So only an object appears as object of citta. But citta arises and falls away so very rapidly. So everything seems like they are now together, not at different moments. It seems like only in a moment there are many things experienced. Is there any time when there's no citta at all? Is there citta at moment of birth? Only citta or what else?
At the moment of birth, citta and chetasik.
rupa.
Right. And when you said before that it seems that I just experience concepts all the time, but actually never an I to experience anything. So it's just an illusion that it's an I experiencing anything, actually only just one citta after another experiencing its aramana, regardless of whether it's a reality or concept. So no I anywhere to be found.
When you say this, I start to see more reality than concept. So I still I.
Well, yeah. It's no. Just thinking. Thinking which thinks about a concept. Just different cheetahs that think. But actually, no I in it. No I to be found.
Sometimes we say person or I because it helps us to express our meaning. So in that case we don't mention. I said person, but there is no person.
So it can be, of course we have to, like I was discussing with Maeve, we can talk about hats and cups and dogs and I, but when we say, well, I experience objects all day, or I experience concepts, we better consider and question what it is, whether there really is some idea that it is I who experience at that moment or not.
But we don't say, I didn't heard any time that somebody said my citta is experienced, or I experienced.
So the whole point about talking about realities is to get closer and closer to the truth and to find out that at this moment whether there really is an idea of I who experiences or my body, and just to consider what the actual reality is at this moment, because in truth it's not even my citta, it's just a moment of experiencing, just a moment of seeing. Sorry? Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what we say, but at this moment it's just a moment of seeing which sees visible object, just a moment of hearing which hears sound, just thinking that thinks about concepts, and actually it's not even my citta at all in truth, no matter what is said.
Yeah. Michal, if I may add something to that, because, yeah, you know, there's just different also teachers or different teachings, and some people call it like my mind, my citta, and just, you know, they observe or whatever. But you can check this, for example, in the suttas, like Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, the second sutta of the Buddha. He never told even my citta or whatever. He just, whatever there is, just monks, it's Rupa Kanda, yeah, and it's Anicca. Whatever is anicca doesn't last, it's dukkha. Whatever is dukkha is anatta, it does not belong to me, it's not mine. So every kind of reality he compared to just a reality. So it's not even right to call it my mind, my citta, my rupa. Yes. They are not ours, but we've got the wrong view about them. So
that's what I want to mention. That the meaning is when we understand what somebody is saying.
Yes, I get your point, because there is another sutta in the Samyutta Nikaya or Kainwat sayings in the first part, that even the Arahat can use the words I and mine, but he has no wrong view. He does not believe, of course, but in the conventional way of speaking, he uses this to make himself understood. So that is your point. Yeah.
Is there anything belong to you? Okay, anyone, is there anything belong to you? Is there anything belong to you?
Anything belongs to you?
No. there is anything who belong, which belongs to me.
Does anything belong to you?
No.
So the eyes are not yours.
No eyes. So.
The eyes are not yours, right?
If there is no eye, we couldn't possess anything.
Said your eyes, these eyes belong to you.
Ah, eyes belong. My eyes, it's a part of Rupa.
What you mean by part?
Because it's part of my body.
And what is your body?
And my body is Rupa.
Yeah. And what is Rupa?
And Rupa, it's a physical matter, phenomenon.
Can it experience anything?
No.
No.
So my eyes cannot experience anything.
Help me, please.
Okay. What he wanted to say is that what the Buddha thought about realities, it's right. He can understand it theoretically because nowadays the science also proves the things that we normally cannot perceive with our senses. So he can understand that it's right. But he says, so what do we need? So he accepted already. So his question is whether we need to pursue further, like, actually there are two questions, whether we need to pursue further about the what the Buddha taught about realities, and the second question is whether is it really possible to have direct experience of what the Buddha taught.
Now? One day, yeah.
I don't say now.
Yeah, one day. Would you like to understand more? It depends on you. This is not enough. Because you still see and think that I see. So when there's more understanding of the teachings, it is so helpful to be conditioned for the moment of understanding reality directly. But without the intellectual understanding, there's no condition to understand reality right now directly. Yesterday we talked about vitaka. It always touch other objects, not seeing. The simple question is, what is there? Instead of saying what is seen, the question is, what is there? Just change the word, what is there? What is there? Yes.
Seeing. If you said there is a visible object, and for me, no, for my sense, no, for my sita, it's the seeing.
The more you know, the more you don't forget, then the more there will be conditions for understanding better. Knowing that what is seen now is only visible object, or that which is seen now, no name, no need to call it anything.